The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale is a self-help book that encourages readers to think positively and to use the power of positive thinking to achieve their goals. The book is divided into three parts: Part 1, The Power of Positive Thinking; Part 2, The Practice of Positive Thinking; and Part 3, The Results of Positive Thinking. In Part 1, Peale explains the power of positive thinking and how it can be used to create a better life. He explains that positive thinking can help to reduce stress, increase self-confidence, and create a more positive outlook on life. He also explains how to use positive affirmations and visualization to create positive results. In Part 2, Peale explains the practice of positive thinking and how to use it to create a better life. He explains how to use positive affirmations, visualization, and other techniques to create positive results. He also explains how to use positive thinking to overcome obstacles and to create a better life. In Part 3, Peale explains the results of positive thinking and how it can be used to create a better life. He explains how positive thinking can lead to success, happiness, and fulfillment. He also explains how to use positive thinking to create a better life for yourself and for others. The Power of Positive Thinking is an inspiring and motivating book that encourages readers to think positively and to use the power of positive thinking to create a better life. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Believe in yourself. Positive thinking begins with believing in yourself and your abilities. This means having faith in your own potential and trusting that you can achieve whatever you set your mind to. Main idea number 2. Take control of your thoughts. It is important to take control of your thoughts and focus on the positive. This means avoiding negative self-talk and instead focusing on the good things in life. Main idea number 3. Develop an attitude of gratitude. Being thankful for what you have and expressing gratitude for the blessings in your life can help to create a more positive outlook. Main idea number 4. Visualize success. Visualizing success can help to create a positive mindset and increase motivation. Main idea number 5. Take action. Positive thinking is not enough, it must be accompanied by action. Taking steps towards achieving your goals is essential for success. Main idea number 6. Surround yourself with positive people. Surrounding yourself with positive people can help to create a more positive environment and increase motivation. Main idea number 7. Practice self-care. Taking care of yourself is essential for maintaining a positive outlook. This includes getting enough sleep, eating healthy, and exercising regularly. Main idea number 8. Find your purpose. Finding your purpose in life can help to create a sense of meaning and fulfillment. Main idea number 9. Set goals. Setting goals can help to create a sense of direction and focus. Main idea number 10. Take time to reflect. Taking time to reflect on your life can help to create a more positive outlook. Main idea number 11. Practice mindfulness. Practicing mindfulness can help to create a more positive mindset and increase awareness. Main idea number 12. Be kind to yourself. Being kind to yourself is essential for maintaining a positive outlook. This includes being gentle with yourself and forgiving yourself for mistakes. Main idea number 13. Find ways to help others. Helping others can help to create a more positive outlook and increase motivation. Main idea number 14. Celebrate your successes. Celebrating your successes can help to create a more positive mindset and increase motivation. Main idea number 15. Learn from your mistakes. Learning from your mistakes can help to create a more positive outlook and increase self-confidence. Main idea number 16. Focus on the present. Focusing on the present can help to create a more positive mindset and increase awareness. Main idea number 17. Take time to relax. Taking time to relax and unwind can help to create a more positive outlook and increase motivation. Main idea number 18. Practice positive affirmations. Practicing positive affirmations can help to create a more positive mindset and increase self-confidence. Main idea number 19. Find ways to have fun. Finding ways to have fun can help to create a more positive outlook and increase motivation. Main idea number 20. Believe in the power of prayer. Believing in the power of prayer can help to create a more positive outlook and increase faith. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Believing in yourself is essential to achieving success in life. It is the foundation of positive thinking and the key to unlocking your potential. When you believe in yourself, you are more likely to take risks and try new things, which can lead to greater opportunities and accomplishments. You will also be more confident in your decisions and more resilient in the face of adversity. Positive thinking begins with believing in yourself and your abilities. This means having faith in your own potential and trusting that you can achieve whatever you set your mind to. It also means having a positive attitude and outlook on life, and believing that you can overcome any obstacle or challenge that comes your way. When you believe in yourself, you will be more likely to take action and make progress towards your goals. Believing in yourself is not always easy, but it is essential for achieving success. It requires you to be honest with yourself and to recognize your strengths and weaknesses. It also requires you to be open to learning and growing, and to be willing to take risks and try new things. When you believe in yourself, you will be more likely to take action and make progress towards your goals. Believing in yourself is the first step to achieving success. It is the foundation of positive thinking and the key to unlocking your potential. When you believe in yourself, you will be more likely to take risks and try new things, which can lead to greater opportunities and accomplishments. You will also be more confident in your decisions and more resilient in the face of adversity. Main idea number 2. Taking control of your thoughts is essential for leading a happy and successful life. It is important to recognize when negative thoughts enter your mind and to actively replace them with positive ones. This can be done by focusing on the good things in life, such as your relationships, your accomplishments, and your goals. It is also important to practice self-compassion and to be kind to yourself. This means avoiding negative self-talk and instead focusing on the positive aspects of yourself and your life. The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale is a great resource for learning how to take control of your thoughts. This book provides practical advice on how to think positively and how to use positive thinking to achieve success. It also provides guidance on how to recognize and replace negative thoughts with positive ones. By following the advice in this book, you can learn to take control of your thoughts and focus on the positive. Main idea number 3. Developing an attitude of gratitude can be a powerful tool for creating a more positive outlook on life. When we take the time to recognize and appreciate the blessings in our lives, we can begin to see the world in a different light. We can start to focus on the good things that we have, rather than the negative. This shift in perspective can help us to become more optimistic and hopeful about our future. Expressing gratitude can also help us to build stronger relationships with those around us. When we take the time to thank those who have helped us, we can show them that we value their contributions and that we appreciate their efforts. This can help to create a more positive atmosphere in our relationships and can lead to more meaningful connections. Finally, developing an attitude of gratitude can help us to become more mindful of our own actions. When we take the time to recognize and appreciate the good things in our lives, we can become more aware of our own behavior and how it affects those around us. This can help us to become more conscious of our actions and to strive to be better people. Developing an attitude of gratitude can be a powerful tool for creating a more positive outlook on life. By taking the time to recognize and appreciate the blessings in our lives, we can start to focus on the good things that we have, build stronger relationships with those around us, and become more mindful of our own actions. Main idea number 4. Visualizing success is a powerful tool for achieving success. It helps to create a positive mindset and increase motivation. When you visualize success, you are creating a mental image of what you want to achieve. This image can be a goal, a dream, or a desired outcome. By visualizing success, you are creating a positive outlook and a strong belief in yourself and your abilities. Visualizing success can also help to create a plan of action. By visualizing the steps you need to take to reach your goal, you can create a roadmap for success. This roadmap can help you stay focused and motivated as you work towards your goal. Visualizing success can also help to reduce stress and anxiety, as it gives you a clear picture of what you need to do to reach your goal. Visualizing success can also help to increase your confidence and self-esteem. When you visualize success, you are creating a positive image of yourself and your abilities. This image can help to boost your self-confidence and give you the courage to take risks and pursue your goals. Visualizing success is a powerful tool for achieving success. It helps to create a positive mindset and increase motivation. By visualizing success, you can create a roadmap for success, reduce stress and anxiety, and increase your confidence and self-esteem. Visualizing success can help you to reach your goals and achieve success. Main idea number 5. Positive thinking is an important part of achieving success, but it is not enough on its own. It is essential to take action in order to reach your goals. Taking action means setting goals and making plans to achieve them. It means taking steps to make those plans a reality. It means taking risks and being willing to make mistakes in order to learn and grow. It means having the courage to face challenges and the determination to keep going even when things get tough. Taking action is the only way to make your dreams a reality. The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale is a great resource for learning how to take action. It provides practical advice on how to set goals, make plans, and take action. It also offers guidance on how to stay motivated and focused on your goals. By taking action, you can make your dreams come true and achieve success. Main idea number 6. Surrounding yourself with positive people can have a powerful effect on your life. Positive people can help to create an atmosphere of optimism and enthusiasm, which can help to motivate you to reach your goals. They can also provide support and encouragement when you are feeling down or discouraged. Positive people can help to remind you of your strengths and abilities, and can help to keep you focused on the good things in life. Positive people can also help to challenge you to think differently and to take risks. They can help to open your eyes to new possibilities and to push you to reach your full potential. They can also help to provide perspective and to remind you that there is always something to be grateful for. Surrounding yourself with positive people can also help to reduce stress and anxiety. Positive people can help to provide a sense of calm and can help to remind you that you are not alone. They can also help to provide a sense of security and can help to remind you that you are capable of achieving your goals. Surrounding yourself with positive people can be a great way to create a more positive environment and to increase motivation. It can help to remind you of your strengths and abilities, and can help to provide perspective and support when you are feeling down. It can also help to reduce stress and anxiety, and can help to open your eyes to new possibilities. Main idea number 7. Practicing self-care is an important part of maintaining a positive outlook. It is essential to make sure that you are getting enough sleep, eating healthy, and exercising regularly. When you are well-rested, nourished, and active, you are better able to handle the stressors of life and maintain a positive attitude. Getting enough sleep is important for both physical and mental health. When you are well-rested, you are better able to focus and think clearly. Eating healthy is also important for maintaining a positive outlook. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains will help to keep your energy levels up and your mood stable. Exercising regularly is also important for maintaining a positive outlook. Exercise releases endorphins, which can help to reduce stress and improve your mood. Exercise can also help to reduce anxiety and depression, which can have a negative impact on your outlook. Practicing self-care is essential for maintaining a positive outlook. Taking the time to get enough sleep, eat healthy, and exercise regularly will help to keep your energy levels up and your mood stable. This will help you to stay positive and handle the stressors of life more effectively. Main idea number 8. Finding your purpose in life can be a daunting task, but it is an essential part of living a fulfilling life. It can be difficult to determine what your purpose is, but it is important to take the time to reflect and explore what brings you joy and satisfaction. Once you have identified your purpose, you can use it as a guide to make decisions and take action that will bring you closer to achieving your goals. The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale offers a great framework for finding your purpose. He suggests that by focusing on the positive aspects of life, you can create a sense of purpose and meaning. He encourages readers to focus on their strengths and talents, and to use them to create a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. He also emphasizes the importance of having faith in yourself and in the universe, and of believing that you can achieve anything you set your mind to. By taking the time to explore your purpose and to focus on the positive aspects of life, you can create a life that is full of meaning and fulfillment. With the right attitude and the right tools, you can find your purpose and use it to create a life that is truly rewarding. Main idea number 9. Setting goals is an important part of achieving success. Goals provide us with a sense of direction and focus, and help us to stay motivated and on track. When we set goals, we are able to measure our progress and stay motivated to keep going. Goals also help us to stay organized and prioritize our tasks. The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale emphasizes the importance of setting goals. He states that when we set goals, we are able to focus our energy and attention on what we want to achieve. He also suggests that setting goals can help us to stay motivated and inspired. He encourages us to set realistic goals that are achievable and to break them down into smaller, more manageable tasks. Setting goals can be a powerful tool for achieving success. It can help us to stay focused and motivated, and to prioritize our tasks. By setting goals, we can measure our progress and stay on track. The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale emphasizes the importance of setting goals and encourages us to set realistic goals that are achievable. Main idea number 10. Taking time to reflect on your life can be a powerful tool for creating a more positive outlook. It can help you to gain clarity on your goals and values, and to identify areas of your life that need improvement. Reflecting on your life can also help you to recognize and appreciate the good things that you have achieved, and to be grateful for the people and experiences that have enriched your life. When you take time to reflect, it is important to be honest with yourself. Acknowledge your successes and failures, and be open to learning from your mistakes. Consider how you can use the lessons you have learned to make positive changes in your life. Reflecting on your life can also help you to identify areas where you need to make adjustments in order to reach your goals. Taking time to reflect can also help you to gain perspective on your life. It can help you to recognize the importance of living in the present moment, and to appreciate the beauty and joy that life has to offer. Reflecting on your life can also help you to become more mindful of your thoughts and actions, and to make conscious choices that will lead to a more fulfilling life. By taking time to reflect on your life, you can create a more positive outlook and gain greater insight into yourself and your life. This can help you to make more meaningful and lasting changes that will lead to a more fulfilling and rewarding life. Main idea number 11. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware of the present moment and accepting it without judgment. It is a way of being in the world that allows us to observe our thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without getting caught up in them. By practicing mindfulness, we can become more aware of our thoughts and feelings, and learn to respond to them in a more positive way. This can help us to create a more positive mindset and increase our awareness of our own thoughts and feelings. Mindfulness can also help us to become more aware of our environment and the people around us. By being mindful of our surroundings, we can become more aware of how our actions and words affect others. This can help us to be more compassionate and understanding of others, and to create more meaningful relationships. Practicing mindfulness can also help us to become more aware of our own needs and to take better care of ourselves. By being mindful of our own needs, we can learn to recognize when we need to take a break or make time for ourselves. This can help us to create healthier habits and to live a more balanced life. Main idea number 12. Being kind to yourself is an important part of maintaining a positive outlook. It means being gentle with yourself and forgiving yourself for mistakes. It means recognizing that you are human and that you will make mistakes, but that you can learn from them and move on. It means being compassionate with yourself and understanding that you are doing the best you can with the resources you have. It means taking care of yourself and giving yourself the time and space to rest and recharge. It means being mindful of your thoughts and words and choosing to focus on the positive. It means being kind to yourself even when you feel like you don't deserve it. The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale emphasizes the importance of being kind to yourself. He encourages readers to practice self-compassion and to recognize that mistakes are part of the learning process. He also encourages readers to focus on the positive and to be mindful of their thoughts and words. He emphasizes that being kind to yourself is essential for maintaining a positive outlook and for achieving success in life. Main idea number 13. Finding ways to help others can be a great way to boost your own morale and outlook on life. Helping others can give you a sense of purpose and satisfaction, and can help to create a more positive environment for everyone. It can also help to increase motivation, as you are actively working towards a goal that benefits someone else. There are many ways to help others, from volunteering your time to donating money or goods. You can also help by simply being kind and offering a listening ear. Even small acts of kindness can make a big difference in someone's life. You can also look for opportunities to help in your own community, such as helping out at a local food bank or animal shelter. Helping others can also be a great way to build relationships and foster a sense of community. When you help someone, you are showing them that you care and that you are willing to go out of your way to make their life a little bit better. This can create a strong bond between you and the person you are helping, and can help to create a more positive atmosphere in your community. Finding ways to help others can be a great way to make a positive impact on the world. It can also help to increase your own motivation and outlook on life. So, take some time to think of ways that you can help others and make a difference in their lives. Main idea number 14. Celebrating your successes is an important part of maintaining a positive mindset and staying motivated. When you take the time to recognize and appreciate your accomplishments, it can help to boost your self-confidence and give you the energy and enthusiasm to keep striving for more. It can also help to remind you of the progress you have made and the goals you have achieved, which can be a great source of motivation. When you celebrate your successes, it can also help to create a positive atmosphere in your life. Taking the time to recognize and appreciate your accomplishments can help to create a sense of pride and accomplishment, which can be contagious and help to spread positivity to those around you. Celebrating your successes can also help to create a sense of community and connection with those who have helped you along the way. Finally, celebrating your successes can help to create a more positive outlook on life. When you take the time to recognize and appreciate your accomplishments, it can help to remind you of the progress you have made and the goals you have achieved. This can help to create a more optimistic outlook and give you the motivation to keep striving for more. Main idea number 15. Learning from your mistakes is an important part of personal growth and development. It can help you to become more aware of your own strengths and weaknesses, and to develop strategies for overcoming challenges. By reflecting on your mistakes, you can gain insight into how to improve your performance in the future. This can help to create a more positive outlook and increase self-confidence. When you make a mistake, it is important to take the time to reflect on what went wrong and why. Ask yourself questions such as, "What could I have done differently? What did I learn from this experience? What can I do to prevent this from happening again?" Taking the time to reflect on your mistakes can help you to identify areas for improvement and to develop strategies for avoiding similar mistakes in the future. It is also important to remember that mistakes are a part of life and that everyone makes them. Instead of beating yourself up for making a mistake, try to focus on the lessons you can learn from it. This can help to create a more positive outlook and increase your self-confidence. By learning from your mistakes, you can become a better version of yourself and achieve greater success in the future. Main idea number 16. Focusing on the present is an important part of creating a positive mindset. When we focus on the present, we are able to be more mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions. This helps us to be more aware of our own behavior and how it affects our lives. By being aware of our own behavior, we can make conscious decisions to create a more positive outlook on life. Focusing on the present also helps us to be more aware of our environment and the people around us. We can be more mindful of how our actions and words affect others, and how our behavior can have a positive or negative impact on our relationships. This awareness can help us to create more meaningful connections with those around us, and to foster a more positive atmosphere. Finally, focusing on the present can help us to appreciate the small moments in life. We can be more mindful of the beauty of the world around us, and of the joy that can be found in the everyday. This can help us to create a more positive outlook on life, and to find joy in the present moment. Main idea number 17. Taking time to relax and unwind can be an important part of maintaining a positive outlook and increasing motivation. When we take time to relax, we can give our minds and bodies a break from the stress and strain of everyday life. This can help us to feel more energized and ready to tackle whatever comes our way. Taking time to relax can also help us to gain perspective on our lives and to appreciate the good things that we have. Relaxation can come in many forms, from taking a walk in nature to listening to calming music. Taking time to do something that we enjoy can help us to feel more relaxed and to gain a sense of peace. We can also use relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or meditation to help us to relax and to clear our minds. Taking time to relax can help us to feel more in control of our lives and to be more productive. When we take time to relax, we can also give ourselves the opportunity to reflect on our lives and to think about our goals and dreams. Taking time to relax can help us to gain clarity and to focus on what is important to us. It can also help us to feel more connected to ourselves and to the world around us. Taking time to relax can be an important part of maintaining a positive outlook and increasing motivation. Main idea number 18. Practicing positive affirmations is a powerful tool for creating a more positive mindset and increasing self-confidence. Positive affirmations are statements that you repeat to yourself in order to create a positive attitude and outlook. They can be as simple as, "I am capable and strong," or, "I am worthy of love and respect." By repeating these affirmations to yourself, you can begin to believe in yourself and your abilities. This can help to create a more positive outlook on life and increase your self-confidence. The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale is a great resource for learning more about positive affirmations and how to use them. In the book, Peale explains how positive affirmations can help to create a more positive mindset and increase self-confidence. He also provides examples of positive affirmations that can be used to help create a more positive outlook on life. By reading and applying the principles in this book, you can learn how to use positive affirmations to create a more positive mindset and increase your self-confidence. Practicing positive affirmations is a great way to create a more positive mindset and increase self-confidence. By repeating positive affirmations to yourself, you can begin to believe in yourself and your abilities. This can help to create a more positive outlook on life and increase your self-confidence. The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale is a great resource for learning more about positive affirmations and how to use them. By reading and applying the principles in this book, you can learn how to use positive affirmations to create a more positive mindset and increase your self-confidence. Main idea number 19. Finding ways to have fun is an important part of life. It can help to create a more positive outlook and increase motivation. It can also help to reduce stress and anxiety, and can even improve physical health. There are many different ways to have fun, and it is important to find activities that are enjoyable and meaningful to you. One way to have fun is to spend time with friends and family. Spending time with people you care about can help to create a sense of connection and belonging. It can also help to reduce stress and anxiety, and can even improve physical health. Additionally, it can be a great way to learn new skills and explore new interests. Another way to have fun is to explore new hobbies and activities. Trying something new can help to stimulate creativity and can even help to reduce stress. It can also be a great way to meet new people and make new friends. Additionally, it can help to increase motivation and can even help to improve physical health. Finally, it is important to take time for yourself. Taking time to relax and unwind can help to reduce stress and anxiety, and can even help to improve physical health. Additionally, it can be a great way to explore new interests and hobbies, and can even help to increase motivation. Main idea number 20. Believing in the power of prayer can be a powerful tool for creating a more positive outlook and increasing faith. Prayer can help to bring clarity and focus to our lives, allowing us to see the bigger picture and to understand our purpose. It can also help to bring peace and comfort in times of distress, and can provide strength and courage when we are facing difficult challenges. Prayer can also help to bring us closer to God, allowing us to experience His love and grace in our lives. When we pray, we are opening ourselves up to the possibility of miracles. We are allowing ourselves to be open to the possibility of something greater than ourselves. We are allowing ourselves to be vulnerable and to trust in the power of prayer. We are allowing ourselves to be guided by a higher power, and to be filled with faith and hope. By believing in the power of prayer, we can create a more positive outlook and increase our faith. Prayer can also help us to stay connected to our spiritual side. It can help us to stay grounded and to remember our purpose in life. It can help us to stay focused on our goals and to stay motivated. Prayer can also help us to stay connected to our inner strength and to find the courage to keep going even when things seem impossible. By believing in the power of prayer, we can create a more positive outlook and increase our faith. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.